From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump says the United States will leave the 2015 agreement that limited Iran's nuclear activities in exchange for lifting economic sanctions.
I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. In a few moments, I will sign a presidential memorandum to begin reinstating U.S. nuclear sanctions on the Iranian regime.
Indeed, the president said the sanctions listed under the agreement are now back on.
Powerful sanctions will go into full effect. If the regime continues its nuclear aspirations, it will have bigger problems than it has ever had before.
Trump said the agreement was defective at its core, a, quote, horrible, one-sided deal that didn't bring peace and never will. Trump administration officials say the president and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed that sanctions against North Korea will remain in place until North Korea, quote, permanently dismantles its nuclear and missile programs. The two men spoke by telephone Tuesday morning, just hours after a two-day meeting between Xi and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, their second meeting in recent weeks. Xi told Trump that he is supportive of a planned summit between Trump and Kim. Trump and Kim are expected to meet later this month or in early June. Armenia's parliament elected opposition leader Nikol Pashinyan as prime minister Tuesday. Pashinyan won the vote 59-42. He had led weeks of largely peaceful protests against corruption and poor governance. This is VOA News. Russia's Duma has approved Dmitry Medvedev for a new term as prime minister. Voters have a stark choice in Malaysia's election on Wednesday: return the country's 92-year-old former authoritarian leader to power, or give a third term to Prime Minister Najib Razak, whose alleged role in the multi-billion-dollar ransacking of a state investment fund has battered Malaysia's standing abroad. Congo's health ministry has confirmed two cases of Ebola in the country's northwest. Italy's collaboration with Libya to stop migrants from crossing the Mediterranean is facing a legal challenge. A lawsuit filed in the European Court of Human Rights claims that Italy's work with the Libyan Coast Guard has forced thousands of people to return to Libya against their will, subjecting them to inhumane conditions. From Rome, correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports.
17 Nigerian migrants who survived a deadly sea crossing in November last year have filed the lawsuit. They say Italy is violating their human rights by supporting Libyan efforts to stop migrant boats from reaching Europe. By blocking the boats, the plaintiffs argue, Italy and Libya force thousands of would-be migrants to face inhumane conditions, torture, and beatings in Africa. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Lava from a volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii has now burned 35 structures, most of them homes. Dr. Jonathan Lee is with the Department of Geological Sciences at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
They'll be looking at the rate of seismic activity. They'll look at the size of the earthquakes, where they're distributed, how they move from one place to another, whether they're clustered, whether they're not clustered. They'll look at things like harmonic tremor from some of the events. And as these things start to subside, then they will say, it looks like things are dying down.
Indeed, residents of the evacuated neighborhood are being allowed to check in on their properties from 7 in the morning until 6 at night until further notice. And the top story of the hour, President Trump has announced that the United States is withdrawing from the agreement struck between Iran and a group of world powers 3 years ago that limited Iran's nuclear activities. Iran insisted its nuclear program was solely peaceful, and as part of the deal with the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany, it agreed to limit its nuclear activity to allay fears in exchange for relief from sanctions that had badly hurt its economy. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.